Hello and welcome to another episode of Keysight Automotive Tech Talk. My name is Hui Ying, your e-mobility advocate here at Keysight. Today, we continue the conversation around the importance of battery testing for electric vehicles, and especially around how a better run battery test lab can lead to high efficiency and productivity. To share some insights with us, I have here with us Elif Liebberg, our solutions marketing specialist for battery tests. So hi, Ili. Welcome to our Keysight Automotive Tech Talk. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you, Yuing.
Yeah.
It's nice to be here.
I just wanted to kickstart this conversation today about how a battery test lab is set up, right? We're talking about this very exciting market right now, but exactly what goes into a battery test lab for electric vehicles? I mean, we have the cells, the modules, and the packs. How do you ensure that from concocting your cell recipe all the way to pack test that everything works smoothly and manageably? Yeah. Maybe you can share some insights with us.
Yeah, of course I can. Then let me share you some information, and let's start with the key roles in the testing process. I will show you our workflow. Yeah, there are three typical key roles in a testing process. And before I explain you the workflow, let me introduce you the key roles.
Right.
So we have the lab customer, the lab manager, and the lab operator. The lab customer creates tests and requests the desired tests in the lab and analyzes the finished test results. The lab manager is responsible for planning the orders and ensuring a smooth process in the lab. He or she is the contact person for the customer and checks the finished test results and makes them available to the customer. Mm-hmm. The lab operator works in the lab, and he or she is responsible for carrying out the tests, setting up working material, and the equipping of the test benches. So these are the key roles. And if you want to know how a typical workflow is in a lab, this could be a typical workflow. So everything starts with the order. There is an order placed by a customer. The order is being transmitted and proceed into the lab management software environment. In our case, it is Pathwave Lab Operations for battery test. And then it comes to the lab manager for authorization. At this point, the manager can review details of the required work and estimate the required effort and time. When everything is clear, the manager schedules the order in the system. And now the operator will receive the notification that he or she needs to work on a battery test. And then he or she will follow a workflow with a clear instructions for the test object preparation in the preparation area, and also the transport of the test object to the dedicated test bench. Now the test can start, and of course, after the object is installed in the system, the test can start. When the test ends, the operator collects the object, and the manager receives a report for a verification. Then he or she transmits it to the customer, and this concludes our journey through the entire process of battery testing. And in the end, we have collected a lot of data, which is exactly the most important outcome for any testing campaign.
So Elif, thanks for sharing the interesting flow chart to see how the order flows through the whole system. So I'm just curious, how many cells can be tested simultaneously? That's the first question. And the second part is, can you test different types of cell mix at the same time?
Yes. When we're talking about cell testing, it could be that you have hundreds or thousands of cells. And of course, there are also different types of cells which are tested simultaneously. And they could also be tested at the same time. Yes, depends on the laboratory and the systems you have in your lab. So for cell testing, the mass of the items and their requirements is probably the biggest challenge. So there are two different aspects that need to be considered, the quantity and the preparation of tests. Cell testing has a simpler approach. There is no communication that needs to be verified before you install the cell. And you also don't have to provide any additional power supplies to run, for example, the battery management system. So cell level testing seems less complex, but the complexity in cell level comes from the quantity. So the most critical aspect of cell testing is to manage the resource or the resource control. And that is why it is so important to define a consistent workflow so that the lab staff can always refer to that workflow and always knows what particular cell they are talking about, what particular channel they are, the cells are installed in, and what particular cell they are being used in. And yeah, this seems very complex, you know, when you have a huge warehouse with many different cells that need to be stored professionally, you cannot work with an Excel spreadsheet. So I think without an automation or a lab management software, testing cells would be almost too difficult to manage. Imagine. And with pack testing, this is quite different, because what I just described is the other way around with the pack, because you can put a pack in a wrong channel because there is only one channel, you know, and here we have a completely different challenge, and the challenge is here to the preparation of the pack. And because the number of additional equipment testing packs is more complex in preparation and pre-testing.
What is this pre-testing? Can you elaborate a little bit more about it?
You usually do pre-tests with your battery pack before you enter the chamber with your pack. So this has cost reasons, of course, because the time in the chamber costs more than the time in the preparation area. So what normally happens is that you connect everything to the pack in the preparation area, attaching the temperature sensors and cables and power supplies. You will like to preview the test setup before going into the chamber for the real test.
And what are some of the more pressing operational challenges that you've witnessed with customers, especially when they have to ramp up test volumes with rising demand?
One of the most challenging operational tasks for customers is certainly the planning of tests, especially in the cell test area. Here hundreds or to thousands of test channels have to be efficiently planned in the laboratory, and where some managers still rely on Excel sheets for planning, it becomes clear, especially when ramping up the test capacities, that there is a need for support here. So the customer needs the expertise how a workflow needs to be organized, and even a small graphical overview of planning can help here to identify free time slots and available test resources and so on. So another topic is tracking the test objects and, as you said, the measuring equipment in the laboratory. There are questions like, where's my test object? Is it in the channel or in the warehouse? Is it currently being tested? And which tests have already been performed with this object? Yeah, you see, it gets very complex when you need to ramp up test volumes, right? And there is another issue. It is the automated test start, for example. At one customer, the lab staff had to run to each system for each test, play each test file on the test system and start the test manually on the test system. And these are all small error-prone tasks that PathWave lab operations for battery tests can overtake, reducing errors and helping to meet the schedules.
So would all battery test labs need automation and a super duper software to run everything? Or does it mean that if your lab ops is operations are on a smaller scale, you don't really need all these, you are having a few hundred DUTs and maybe the good old spreadsheet will do? Or do you think that it's better to stay invested in the future now?
Because of the fast growing market, the small labs, don't see or recognize now what their labs should look like in the future and what the future workload should be. For example, a small lab that may be using their own homegrown solution or even Excel spreadsheet, like you said, to manage the lab, may not see the benefit behind professional lab management software. So if it's then decided to increase the test capacity, there is often a problem with the integration of their in-house solution or their Excel spreadsheet. Therefore, even as a small lab, it is recommended to work with a professional lab management software to be flexible for the future requirements.
So I think scalability is very important in this very competitive market. Would you say that automating your test lab operations would give that ability to scale up, let's say in a very short time? For example, a small battery developer might receive a very big order, right? So they want to be ready. So would that be able to help them?
I think PathWave lab operation covers all the needs of lab. And also if they want to scale up and ramp up their volumes. So it is possible to start small and buy additional modules and grow bigger.
So it's also as needed basis, your growth will match with your market needs. So that is very good to hear. So Elif, could you please share some of the more quantifiable benefits of automating your battery test lab?
How can I explain that? A laboratory is judged by how well it works, right? So to be high effective, many different resources like test benches, staff or lab workers, test routines, test objects, reports, and even energy must be managed. And let's take the example with the lab workers. With an automated workflow management, we are already aiming to help laboratories to scale up their test capacities without significantly increase their manpower requirements. The goal here should be to that a handful of people can manage thousands of channels, and with PathWave lab operations for battery tests will help our users to use their test capacities as efficient as possible. As we learned, the preparation time is not the most expensive time in the lab, but the time in the chamber of the test. So this is where a company should and must work as cost efficiently as possible. And this is exactly what PathWave lab operations for battery tests makes possible.
That's just really fantastic that to be future ready and yet to be very current in meeting the day-to-day needs, right? So I think it's, automation is surely the way to go with software and later on AI. You've got so many new technologies coming on board. So I think we got lots of exciting innovations to help this whole EV market grow. So thank you once again, Ili, for sharing your insights on how automating the battery test lab will really help bring about benefits for both the customer and ultimately to lower the cost of the battery, which is what the aim is as well, right? So that more people will be driving electric cars, driving adoption over the coming years. So thank you once again, Ili, for your time.
Thank you too. And it was a pleasure to be part of the EV Tech Talks.